Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Scott Sewer, and he is the District Transportation Planner, of course, for DOT. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning, LaVon.
Scott, we had a conversation with Becky Mosier not too long ago about littering and picking up litter, and I'm going, I don't know what happened to all those signs along the highway that says Adopt a Highway. So I wanted you to talk about Adopt a Highway program.
Well, the Adopt a Highway program is still alive and well. It was established in 1989, and actually the very first Adopt a Highway was located in southwest Iowa in Mills County on Highway US 34. We have seen a decline in some of the highways that have been adopted due to the fact that maybe some of the clubs are no longer functioning, or maybe the members or membership's down and they just don't have the staff to do it.
A lot of members are getting older too.
And they're getting older. So we want to make sure that people know that the Adopt a Highway program is alive and well. We want people to get out and take interest in their communities, and it also helps improve the environment. It also allows us to utilize our staff other places rather than litter removal, and so we want to try to promote the Adopt a Highway program a little bit more than what we have in the past, and try to get more than blue signs erected on the highways.
Litter doesn't go away, does it?
No, and I think what you find out is as you get closer to a community, you probably see a greater amount of litter simply because people find it maybe as an opportunity to get rid of their cans or their trash. What we want to remind people is, you know, this isn't our environment. We only get one crack at this thing, so we want to make sure that people keep their trash in their vehicle, keep a bag in your vehicle, and then when you get to a convenience store or you get home, take that litter that's in that bag and throw it in the trash. Don't throw it on our highways.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do, actually. You just have to make up your mind. You're going to put something in your vehicle. I have a little plastic box I keep, and I just throw stuff in there and empty it every once in a while. But you have to make a plan. Otherwise, your vehicle gets sort of littered, too, if you're not throwing it out. And I think sometimes that's what people do. Oh, I got too much stuff in here. So they start throwing it out. And it's a habit.
It is. And it's a bad habit, I guess, because like with our children, we try to, you know, to encourage them to take care of the environment. And so we encourage them to, you know, don't discard trash out the window of a car. And so consequently, if you know, they see mom and dad doing something like that, they kind of get after us. So it's a good thing to kind of teach your kids when they're young, and hopefully they'll continue to teach their kids when they're young, and it just helps improve the entire environment.
And teaching by example is so much more impactful, I think, than just trying to lecture.
Right.
I mean, when they see what you do.
Kids see mom and dad doing that, they're going to probably do that too.
Exactly. That's the way things are. So let's talk about, if you want to get involved with the Adopt a Highway program, what do you need to do?
If you're interested in adopting a portion of the highway, first thing you can do is call the district office in Atlantic. That number is 712-243-3355. You can contact myself, and I will be happy to put you in touch with whoever's in charge of our Adopt a Highway program. So, for example, if you're on the eastern side of our district, that contact person would be Marsha Buboltz. If you're on the west side of our district, that contact person would be Lana Bruning. And you would basically ask if this particular section of highway has been adopted. If it has not and you wish to adopt it, you can fill out the application along with the area that you're looking to adopt. The application goes in. We then would build a sign for that area, erect the sign, our staff would, and then when they get ready to do the Adopt a Highway pickup twice a year, it's a matter of flipping down the sign to let people know, motorists know, that you're out there picking up.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify about that sign, because I went and looked at the signs. I mean, you've got the blue sign that says who's responsible for this, but then kind of near the bottom, there's an orange triangle, right? And you flip that down, it's an orange, then the square that fits at an angle there.
Yeah, the diamond.
Yeah, thanks. to say you're going to be there. But I'm thinking that's a bolt. You need to be prepared with a tool, I think, when I looked at.
Well, they've got different kinds. Some have just like a cotter pin that runs through them. You just pull the cotter pin, it flips down. Others might have a bolt and a nut on there.
Okay. But it's important to be prepared and use it.
Right. And we want people to flip those signs down because it reminds motorists that there is activity taking place. And then it's also important, too, to remind the people when they're done picking up to flip the sign back up, because what we don't want to do is get in a situation where people are used to seeing that orange sign down, there's nothing going on, and they just disregard that sign. So we want to make sure that they do know that once they're done, flip the sign back up, leave your trash bags there, and our DOT staff will be out to pick it up.
Okay, so you're providing the sign, but you also provide those orange bags.
And safety vest. Yeah, each person, that when they get ready to go out and pick up, would have a safety vest available to them. They also have the orange trash bags that have Keep Iowa Beautiful on them. And then what we've done in the past, we would normally get the safety vest back. But if it's a club or a group that continually picks up every year or twice every year, they usually kind of keep them.
That would be more convenient if
right.
they could just
that way they don't in. Have to go to the maintenance garage and pick them up. Yeah. But yeah, we've got plenty of those vests available and bags available for folks.
And when you're talking about the east side and the west side, when in Atlantic is the district office. So if you're in Adair County, you still need to contact the Atlantic office?
Correct. And if you are in the counties of Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, or Fremont, you would contact Lana Bruning in the Council Bus office.
Okay.
All other counties in southwest Iowa, Audubon, Guthrie, Adair, Cass, Madison, Dallas, Page, all those counties in that part of the district, you would contact Marcia Bubolts in the Atlantic
okay.
office.
Make those arrangements. And then you mentioned the expectation is twice a year, and probably spring and fall would be good times.
Typically, that's how it's done. The club that I used to be with in Griswold, we would pick them up once in the spring, usually around May, and then we'd pick it up once in the fall, usually around October or November. And we had a good time doing it. I mean, it gives the kids some good exercise while they're out there, and you know, gives them a sense of responsibility that they're doing something good for their environment. Plus, you know, they get to log those community service hours, which looks good to applications for scholarships or anything like that. So
I'm thinking after they've picked up so much stuff, they may also, that's another way to learn that I'm not going to throw any more stuff out because look at all this stuff
absolutely.
In here. Now, all kinds of things, probably a lot of cans and bottles. And you said there was another option for cans and bottles. If they're recyclable, you don't have to put them in an orange bag.
No, you can put those cans and bottles in either one of the recycle bags or another bag, and you can take those cans and bottles, take them to your redemption center, take the money that you receive from those cans and bottles and put them in your club's treasury account.
Okay. But you may find some other kind of nasty things in those roadways. What do you do if you say, I'm not going to pick this up?
If there's anything that you see out there that's hazardous or something that's maybe contaminated or something that you just don't want to touch, just call the DOT staff. We'll come out there and we'll take care of it.
And we're trying to be really positive, but I've just been hearing about, and I think you mentioned about bottles. I think they're plastic bottles that have something in them with a lid on them. You probably don't want to pick those up.
We commonly refer to those as trucker bombs. And sometimes they are bottles that have urine in them. And so, yeah, if you encounter one of them and you don't want to pick it up, let us know. We'll come out there and we'll dispose of it.
Okay. I think it's pretty amazing what you do find if you're out there cleaning up. Cans and bottles, probably the majority. But a lot of paper products, you know, that you got at a fast food place.
A lot of paper products from fast food places. You'll see some, like if there was a car accident in that area, you might find some body parts to a car, plastic.
I'm glad you said to a car.
Yeah, to a car. And so there's those type of things out there. You might see some rubber that flew off a tire, a flat tire or something like that in the area. But for the most part, it's just light litter that's there, and it blows around. And it may be something that's not even discarded from a car. It might be something that maybe a person has a burn pile at their house out in the country and they didn't get the trash burned and the wind picked up and it blew it onto the highway. But irregardless, I mean, it still looks unattractive to the motorist. It looks unattractive to the people in that community. So it's important to get out there and try to keep it clean.
And you mentioned earlier, in addition to appearance, there is that environmental factor that having our ditches littered is not a positive environmental factor because there are lots of birds and things that use our grasses.
Yeah, and actually, you know, the habitat that is along our roadways is habitat for, you know, nesting birds, songbirds, meadowlarks, quail, pheasants, and it's important, you know, that these species have a place to live in our state as well.
Okay. So, Scott, give us the phone number again one more time.
You can reach us at the district office in Atlantic at 712-243-3355.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Sewer, for bringing us up to date, and we hopefully motivate some groups out there to get Adopt a Highway going. Until next time, here's a thought. Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely.